This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Rejoice and be glad in it. What a great morning it is to be in the house of the Lord, to be in the land of the living, amongst those who may even be dying. We thank God for His mercy, thank Him for His grace, and we thank Him for His power. How great God is to all of us. You are a blessed people this morning. You are so blessed. We thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for your, and what it means to a believer. And what we're talking about when it comes to worship. Turn, if you would, to the 27th number of the Psalm. Psalm number 27. We hopefully, prayerfully, shall endeavor to deal with this whole psalm, but for the benefit of brevity and the benefit of time, I want to just highlight for our consideration verse number 14 and 27th number, He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We'll stop right there. The grass withers and the flower fades thereof, but the word of God shall stand forever. delivered. Look at it. David says, I'm not going to wait till I get to heaven to see the glory of God, but I'm going to see the glory of God on this side of glory. Amen. David says, I'm not going to wait till I see his face to see the blessing. I believe enough in God that I got some stuff waiting on me on this side of glory. And ought to be your shout this morning that you don't have to wait till you see go to heaven to see God's glory. You're going to be able to receive blessings of God on this side of glory. He's going to raise you up. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through. He's going to give you strength on this side in the land of the living. And then he says, finally, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Because David understood this principle. David says, I can praise him with confidence. I pray to him for comfort. And then I permit him to have control. That sounds pretty familiar to another man I knew. Another anointed one I knew who had to deal with the waiting, had to deal with the difficulty of his existence. I remember a man, ladies and gentlemen, over 2,000 years ago who had to have enough confidence in God to trust him while people stoned him. Had to trust God while they put him on the cross. Had to trust God while they lied on him. Had to trust God while they slanderized his name. But he never stopped his worship. So much so that while on the cross, he prayed to God, Father, to be possible. Before he went to the cross, he prayed about it. He even got human and said, Lord, in Gethsemane, Lord, if it be possible, take this cup from me. But then in the prayer, he got close to God and said, not my will, because he had to give control to God. Not my will, but your will be done. And they took him to that cross, but your will on that cross. And as he worshiped God so much as unto death, he says, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. That's worship all the way to the cross. But then he had to wait. And Christianity and humanity had to wait to see what was going to happen. 3 days we had to wait to see when the Lord was going to show up, if the Lord was going to show up. We had to deal with the devil laughing all night Friday. We had to deal with the devil thinking he had victory all day Saturday. Had to deal with him thinking he had victory all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, the waiting day was over with. And Jesus got up with all power in his hand because he trusted God with the worship. My challenge to us all today is even while you're waiting on God, worship God in spirit and truth. Worship God like you lost your mind. Worship God with a fervor. Don't let nothing disrupt your worship. God has a special blessing for you, my friends. He's got a special blessing and a breakthrough for you. But don't let anything interrupt your worship. Your worship. Worship while you wait. Praise him while you wait. Pray while you wait. But then permit him to have control. Let God be God in your life. And when you let God be God in your life, you'll start seeing things in a whole different perspective. God bless you this morning. I want to offer Jesus to you now. I'm going to offer him to you now. My brother, my sister, I want to offer Jesus to you. That you need, while you're waiting on him, you can worship him. You can be a part of the eternal family. Come to him today. Come to him. Come to him today. You may not know him as your personal Savior. Today would be a mighty good day to come to him. I urge you, I challenge you, come to Jesus. Perhaps today you may have already come to Christ. Today, my friends, you may want to reconnect with him. Want to renew your relationship. Today might be a mighty good day to do so. Inbox us, please, on our Facebook page. You want to be saved. You want to be renewed. You want to rededicate yourself. I urge you this morning to rededicate yourself to him. That I'll worship him while I wait. Is that your declaration this morning? That I don't see it yet. I don't feel it. I can't see it. Can't touch it. But I believe it's coming. But I'm not going to wait till the battle's over. I'm going to worship God right now. Don't let anything, your worship life in difficult times, your worship ought to be stronger in tough times. No one's worship gets better because from the pressing of the olives comes the oil. You've got to go through trouble. Trouble in the Old Testament is meant to pressure. It means the adversity. You got to go through stuff. Got to be pressed so that the anointed oil can come from your life. But as you wait, Isaiah says, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. That was God's word then. That's God's word now. Amen. That you can worship God while you wait. Waiting, my friends, is not sitting there doing nothing. But waiting, my friends, is to serve the Lord with a full heart. What do waiters do in a restaurant? They serve. A waiter serves. Our lives can be much richer if we would just serve the Lord. Worship God and serve our fellow man. Be productive with your life. Get out of your own way and worship God, even in the midst of tough times. I'll worship God while I wait. God bless you today. We invite you now to give unto the Lord. To those who want to come physically, you can do so from 12 to 1:30. And those also who want to give another meeting, you can mail it to our post office box 893. You also can cash app us, that medium, $ New Zion 1906. We invite you to give today to a God that's been good to you. What sacrifice will you give him today? Will you offer him something? Worship God in your giving. Giving is a worship as well. That's one aspect of giving. You can't be stingy with a God who's giving you everything. Allow God now. Get close enough to God and let God challenge you and deal with you on your giving. Don't be tight and stingy. Because guess what? It's his anyway.
Yeah.
It's not ours. He gave it to you. We are stewards of what God has given us. It's ours by stewardship,
yes,
but it's his by ownership.
Yes,
and so we ought to be blessed and privileged that he allows us to give and sacrifice unto him. So I challenge you today to give unto the Lord as you deem necessary in your heart. God bless you today. Let me pray with you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this worship encounter. Thank you, Father, for this time we shared together. Thank you for this time with you. Lord, I pray today that you will bless my brothers and my sisters, that you will give them what they need, that you will meet them in a moment in their life. Lord, I pray today that you will open doors for them, that you will create a path for them, God, to walk, that you will bless them on this journey, that you will give them power, strength, your anointing, oh God. That this rain, oh God, these last couple of days, that your blessing that rain down the street, and symbolize the presence of unity in this community for our people, in our hearts. I pray, oh God, for some unsaved man or woman, they may be saved in this hour. I pray for some brother who's depressed, downtrodden, can't tell anybody that you will lift them up. I pray for some sister who's grieving and struggling today, oh God, with issues that you will bless and move by your spirit. Someone who's afraid, God, that you will give them confidence. Someone who's lost, oh God, let them be found. Someone who's confused, Father, let their mind be at peace. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this moment. And we trust you. Things don't make sense right now, God, but we trust you. You are the only constant in our lives. We thank you for being a God. The same God yesterday, the same God today, the same God forever. Thank you, O God, that you change not, that your love never fails. Your love never leaves us. We thank you for your undying, unwavering love. Lord, we ask now that we will have a universal baptism of the Holy Spirit, that your people, O God, will hear your clarion call all across this land, that we will turn to you, that we will repent, Father, for leaving you, and ask you, O God, your name, your power, God, that you will not turn your grace to us. We can't afford to live without your face on us, because your face symbolizes light and love. We can't afford, God, to live without your face and upon us. And we ask you, O God, to look upon us, love on us, God. Let us feel your presence in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father, to be lovers and not haters, to be builders and not bashers. Help us to understand what this moment means in our life, so we can still even be productive pandemic season. I pray, God, for the healing, restoration of those who are sick. I pray today, God, for prosperity of those who are going through financial trouble. I pray, God, that you will lift us up in the name of Jesus. In doing so, God, we draw closer to you. Draw us near, oh God, to you, that we may seek your glory and seek your grace. We love you. Thank you. We thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for our elder brother who gave his life that we might have life eternally. I pray today, Father, someone will receive him and receive his love. We love you so much, we love him so much. And it's in his name that we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for worshiping with us on today. I pray in some way, shape, form, or fashion, you've been blessed with this worship encounter. We love you guys so much. Thank you for continuing to prayer and support. The participation of this ministry would not be revealed without your participation. It means the world that you guys tune in with us. It means the world. You all comment, send us messages. It means the world continue to be a blessing in this world. The world needs more love. The world needs people like you to show forth the love of God. We've seen enough hate. We've seen enough division. Let God's people now rise up and be the change you want to see in where we are. Speak life everywhere you go. Be a change agent everywhere you go. Be a stronghold breaker everywhere you go. When you show up, demons ought to get dirty. When you show up, devils don't want to hang around when you show up. You are called in this season to be
light in the midst of darkness. God has called you and commissioned you for such a time as this. Be confident in that purpose. Be encouraged on this journey. I love you all so much. I'm praying for you today. Continue to keep fighting a good fight. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Stay with the Lord. Be practical. Be prudent. God is going to get through this together. We're going to get through this. God is going to see us through. We just got to see him as we go through. Continue to draw close to God. And God will always be close to us. I love you all so much. We're praying for you. Remember our vision. Reach up. Reach out. And reach in. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in his word that in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Rejoice and be glad in it. What a great morning it is to be in the house of the Lord, to be in the land of the living, amongst those who maybe even be dying. We thank God for his mercy, thank him for his grace, and we thank him for his power. How great God is to all of us. You are a blessed people this morning. You are so blessed. We thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for it and what it means to a believer. And what we're talking about when it comes to worship. Turn, if you would, to the 27th number of the Psalm. Psalm number 27. We hopefully, prayerfully, shall endeavor to deal with this whole psalm, but for the benefit of brevity and the benefit of time, I want to just highlight for our consideration verse number 14 and 27th number, he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. We'll stop right there. The grass withers and the flower fades thereof, but the word of God shall stand forever.